Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello, and welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the improvisation comedy panel show that you just couldn't make up. I'm your host, James Cottle, and if a duty manager can report to customer service... Oh, wait, that's my other job. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to improvise their way to a destination. They begin from different starting points and must use an assortment of randomly assigned objects, companions, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They must also overcome another panelist who will improvise obstacles to try and stop them. So, let's meet today's panelists. If you've had an accident at work or at home, you too can blame David Wiley. We've downgraded him from murderous to damn nuisance. It's Chris Cosentino.
Hey, the system works.
Joining us off the back of his non-speaking role on The Archers, it's Pip Mason.
Thank you.
And we took George Clooney and gave him a full body transplant. It's Tom Harrison. So, let's move on to the challenge tonight in round one. ITV talk show host Jonathan Ross has been suspected of kidnapping his BBC predecessor, Graham Norton. It is claimed that Wossy is jealous of the Irishman's superior guests, ratings and on-set upholstery, and is desperate to regain his old slot over on the Beeb. The rumours say the Wossy copter was last spied flying for the peak of Kilimanjaro. Head to Tanzania and see if there's any truth to them. So, attempting the challenge first will be David Wiley. Your randomly assigned objects, companions, mode of transport, and starting points are a Lego figure of yourself. Your companion is a butler who always does the opposite of what you tell him. Your mode of transport is a Trojan guinea pig. That's going to be a giant wooden guinea pig, maybe about the size of a car. And your starting point is the bottom of the Grand Canyon in Arizona, the US. You sound confident, so we're going to get right into it. Chris, your job is to stop him by improvising any obstacles in his way that you can. Wiley, best of luck to you. Your time starts now.
Okay, first off, I tell my butler to obey everything that Chris tells him to do.
Good. Very nice.
Thank you. That's a good start.
Okay, I tell your butler to help you in any way possible.
Oh, this is really confusing. Okay, right. Grand Canyon. That's good. Okay, right. The butler is wearing one of his very fashionable suits, probably. Mm-hmm. So I rip it off him, not bothering to go around the literary loopholes required to do it. Unstrand it so that it's one very long thing of nylon. I unclip the legs from my Lego figure and clip it around the nylon, throw it up and use it as a grappling hook in order to pull us out of the Grand Canyon.
Okay, in an act of defiance, your butler eats your the top half of your Lego figure and starts to choke.
I tell him that he should have done that.
When were you given a time machine, I'm curious?
A time machine?
He's choking. He's not dead yet.
Yeah, that's fine. I perform the Heimlich maneuver on him, and he spits it out, and it flies up in the air and reconnects to the legs, which are still sort of launched up. A fantastic aim on my part.
Impressive
there.
Impressive shot. I'll give you that.
And the butler congratulates me, even though I didn't tell him to. Which
So we had some character development.
Yeah, we finally got out of the Grand Canyon, dragging the guinea pig shaped like a guinea pig, but the size of a car. There we go. Let's get in it. And I'm guessing we ride it Flintstones style, in that we have to put our feet down. I'm gonna give it fully functioning wheels because that's a bit fairer towards.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. I'm sure the treadmill.
I'm just glad we're out the Grand Canyon, if I'm honest. We get to the coast of. I forgot where we're going.
You are going to the peak of Kilimanjaro. Head to Tanzania.
Looks like we're gonna have more grappling hook action later on then. Right, Tanzania, that's sort of near South Africa. So we're going to the... east coast of America. I don't know where the Grand Canyon is in America, so we'll head eastwards until we reach the coast.
Yep.
In our car. We're probably going to be quite tired with our legs now, but the butler doesn't care. doesn't care about anything except disobeying me at all times. That's all he wants.
So he's basically doing everything you say, provided you word it along the lines of, don't do the thing I want you to do.
Yeah, I assume that was the point of the convention. anyway, we get to the coast, and I'm guessing it's made of wood and wood floats, so we can use it as a float, guinea pig.
You were using the guinea pig as like a Flintstones car, right?
Yeah.
So presumably it has holes in the bottom where your feet came out.
Not anymore, because I've plugged that very small hole with a Lego figure. That's not going to work. Okay,
I'm curious as to the size of this Lego figure legs.
Okay, I still have a very large ball of nylon string with me. That can plug the hole. I mean, it'll get a little wet, but I think nylon's strong enough to sort of plug it.
1 minute left.
I mean, if necessary, I can, like, you know, throw some out with my hands or something. It's like every so often I have to bail out a bit of water, but we float along quite nicely. We keep going across the ocean, I suppose, heading down towards South Africa. It's getting really hot and my Lego figure's starting to melt, so I like dip that in the water and hold it in there. That's not melting yet. That's
okay.
Nice.
I wasn't saying it was melting, but good prevention.
For some reason, I think it's going to be useful later on. I don't know how.
When you dunk your hand into the middle of an ocean, a shark attacks you.
It chokes on the Lego figure and I don't perform the Heimlich maneuver on it.
So you've lost your Lego figure.
No, let me finish. I do dive into the ocean and like pull it out of its throat after it's dead and then swim back up. And I'm like, hey, butler, don't help me out of the water. And he helps me out of the water, which is nice. And we keep floating and we get to the west coast of Africa. We're on the side there, and I guess we're sort of trekking. We already passed the equator where it was really hot.
10
so
seconds left.
We're getting a bit better. Head into Tanzania, and I use the Lego figure to say, hey, I've got a Lego figure myself. Don't you want one of your own? There's much more money in Lego now than there is in talk shows.
Very good. Hey. David Wiley. It's fine. It's not like it was at the top of a mountain or anything. Just a good call up to him, yeah.
All right. Grappling hook.
So we're now going to be moving on to Chris. So let's find out what you have in your inventory today. Yes. You have with you a ball and chain, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, stilts on wheels, and your starting point is the Countdown Dictionary Corner in Leeds, United Kingdom. Okay. So best of luck to you, Chris, and best of luck to you, Wiley, trying to stop him.
Very quick question. Yes. Where is Tanzania?
In Africa.
Right. And where's Leeds?
In the United Kingdom.
Okay. And what are the places in between those two points, including
I'm sure you'll have fun finding out. Best of luck to you, Chris. Your time starts now.
Okay. I'm in the Countdown Corner with the Countdown celebrity guest, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, I presume.
Yeah.
Sure. I swear this isn't me making stuff up. I can actually walk on stilts. So,
you used to them being on wheels, though?
No, which is why it's a good thing I have The Rock to stabilize me. Because he's solid.
That's sure.
As a Dwayne.
On your way out of the Countdown studio, you bang your head on one of the studio lights because the stilts are that high.
Okay, I'm a man, so I just power through it.
Fair enough.
So we head towards the coast in...
Which coast?
The coast. The coast surrounding...
I'd like to know which direction you're going here, Chris.
We're heading in... it was in Africa, right?
You want to head south.
We're heading... I don't know whether I can trust you or not.
Okay, I'm being honest. It's south.
Okay, I head in a southern
direction. Chris is terrible at geography, if you hadn't already
been. Yes. It's going to be a recurring theme, by which I mean I'm not going to learn ever.
Okay.
So I head towards the southern coast.
On the way, you pass by Stonehenge, and Dwayne Johnson's actually really sad because he can look at all those rocks that are bigger than him.
Okay, we take a small detour in order to destroy Stonehenge. Have a bit of a bonding session. So we're pretty close at this point.
It just takes them down. It feels really manly about it.
Pretty much. So we head towards the coast and commandeer a boat using the ball and chain as a makeshift mace. We don't actually really need to makeshift. You just kind of hold it by the chain end and it's already a mace.
Yeah.
So we
use
that.
Yeah.
So we use that to threaten people in order to commandeer a boat. I really like saying commandeer a boat. We commandeer a boat and we set sail towards... Africa, yeah. which is south.
Yes.
And
nice. There is something in between the UK and Africa.
Yeah, the ocean. I'm on a boat. That's fine.
Land-wise. You could go round, but it will take longer.
It's called Spain.
Okay, so you arrive at this Spain you talk of. disembark, and well, we haven't got any money, so we kind of need to get something. So we start using one each stilt. We start an impromptu jousting.
1 minute left.
Fight in order to sort of busk and get some money, so we can sort of.
Okay, I'm guessing this is you versus Dwayne Johnson, and obviously Dwayne Johnson wins.
Oh no, he annihilates me. That's like, yeah. Okay, it's pretty staged. I mean, I'm not so pompous as to say, yeah, I could take on Dwayne the Rock Johnson with a stilt.
As long as you're aware of this, I'm happy.
No, don't worry. I have no delusions of competence. So we've amassed a pretty. I think we're going to get a fair bit of money seeing that
spectacle.
That's good.
Yeah, I would pay. I will pay to see that.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't want to just do the whole we get transportation. But is it fair to say we could afford bus fare and all? Oh yeah. Europe?
They'll take you there on their shoulders if they want to.
Do that then.
Stop it, James.
So we travel out of Spain towards Italy.
Yeah, you could go that way. It's kind of not really the direction. But
So it's a good thing Dwayne corrects me and says, no, we should head in the direction that...
Of Africa.
Wherever that may be.
10 seconds left.
Oh, Christ. So we reach the end of Spain and Dwayne tries his darndest to swim to Africa. At your discretion whether we make it there or not.
Very good. Chris
Constantino.
It was a fun ride. Anyway, we're going to be moving on now to our second pair. Attempting the challenge first is Pip.
Hello.
Your randomly assigned objects are a compass that points to Gary Busey's whereabouts at all times. Your companion is Philip Schofield.
Yes.
Your mode of transport is a capsule from the London Eye. And your starting point is Hugh Jackman's sideburns hair salon in Queensland, Australia.
Please tell me that that's a real place.
If you can believe it in your heart.
Oh, I hope it is. All right,
so best of luck to you, Pip, and best of luck to you, Tom, trying to stop him by improvising obstacles. Okay, so best of luck. Your time starts now.
So I'm there with my bestie, Phil Schofield, in because, we met a while beforehand, and it's like, your name's Phil. It's like, my name's Phil as well. Oh, we have so much in common.
It's a good bonding.
Yeah, so we became besties, and we went to Hugh Jackman's Sideburns Hair Salon, and we were there getting our sideburns frosted. We heard over the radio that, like, Wassie's gone mad. He's gone up Kilimanjaro. And, oh, no. And then I turned to Phil, and it's like, well, you, as a fellow ITV employee, you could relate to him and maybe talk him down. We better go to Africa. So we storm out there after, you know, paying for our sideburns. For some reason, he has a capsule from the London Eye, as a transport device. I think he uses it like a hamster ball and just runs and it just rolls.
That seems like a very Philip Schofield
move. Yeah. And he just, you know, so we decide to get in that and it's like, oh, how are we going to get to Africa? And it's like, as luck would have it, Gary Busey is in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa hunting predators. And for various legal means, has been security tagged. And everyone in the UK has been administered these compasses that show where he is. But as luck would have it, we want to find Gary Busey because he's in Africa.
It's only at this point where you realise the earth-shattering realisation that Philip Schofield and Gary Busey have beef. In case no one here speaks frat boy, beef means that they don't like each other.
Well, of course that's true. It's Gary Busey.
Yeah, you know, to be fair.
So I tell him that, you know, Wassie is the priority. He is your friend and fellow presenter. And then after all said and done, you can settle that grudge between Busey. Okay, you can take him on mano a mano.
I'm looking forward to this.
In the heart of Africa, rumble in the jungle. And he goes, and as soon as like the blood craze fills his eyes, it's like, yes. And with that extra, you know, promise of vengeance, we get in the capsule and he just powers through over, you know, the
oceans
outback. over the majority of like Australia. And then we get to the coast.
Okay, well, you unfortunately find out that Gary Busey's hunting spree has irreversibly changed the ecosystem of Africa. And basically, like, flocks of locusts. Flocks of locusts? I'm rolling with it. There's so many, it's a flock. Sort of trampling everything. No, locusts can't trample. Let me try this again. Flocks of elephants are trampling on everything, causing complete chaos on the roads and everything.
Well, in that case, we don't need the compass anymore, since we can see on the horizon where... where this is going down. So we power over the ocean in the capsule. Just Philip Schofield screaming at this point, just running, you know, various murder promises. And we reach the coast of Africa and we power up Africa. He runs off to just murder Gary Busey in some sort
left.
Of death match. I go up to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro with the Gordon the Gopher puppet that Phil had on him, because he has it on him all the time. And using that as a negotiator, talk Wassy down from the top of Mount
Very
Kilimanjaro.
Hit Mason, everyone. Very nice. Okay, and finally attempting round one, we have Tom.
Yeah.
You have with you Freddy Krueger gloves with toothbrushes instead of knives. Robert Pattinson is your companion. Your mode of transport is a walrus with body image issues. And your starting point is Takeshi's Castle in Japan.
Okay.
So, you know, the odds might be stacked in someone's favour. Anyway, best of luck to you, Tom, and best of luck to you, Pip, trying to stop him. Your time starts now.
Okay, well, first of all, I need to just make a statement. Chris, you're my friend. I appreciate you. But you thought that Africa was north of Yorkshire. So I'm just going to let that one stew for a while.
Thank you for taking time up for your turn to make fun of me.
It's fine.
Experience of the game.
I'm sorry.
How's that type of elephants doing, by the way?
Okay, so we're in Takeshi's Castle, which, by the way, as I was informed just before the show, ended as a series in 1992. So it's now a burnt-out husk of a place. Like, a Chopin song drifts on the wind being played from an abandoned announcement. It's awful. It's the most depressing thing ever.
Unfortunately, the Rainbow Guard, in all their majesty with nowhere else to go, are still there and recognise you as intruders.
They've probably gone completely crazy now. They've got jeans.
They are feral. It's like Mad Max.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to use my Freddy Krueger glove to brush at their sharpened, dented teeth and try and give them the strength in themselves to run. I run and escaping it, realise that I need to kind of solve this walrus's body image issue before it can carry on, which is not a sentence I thought I'd be saying ever in my life. Me and Robert Pattinson, never going to call him that again, work together. I'm brushing his teeth with my Kruger glove. Robert Pattinson is saying he wants to feast on their blood and break their bones, and for some reason that's romantic. And so eventually we're working up to having a walrus with some really like positive body like issues.
Unfortunately, the walrus is a Twilight fangirl is just enamored with him and is refusing to break his gaze.
I hold Robert Pattinson on the end of a stick to just propel it across like oceans. I'm fairly sure walruses or walrusi, no, probably, I don't know, someone correct me, a sea going at least vaguely, so I can splash across the sort of Pacific Ocean up towards Africa, landing probably like Cape Town or somewhere.
1 minute left.
Where we hitch onto a Twilight convention this is where I've run out of planning.
At this convention, there is a queue of girls just waiting to see Rob, and they will not be satisfied until they have touched his hair, and there's thousands of them.
Okay, we trade petrol for hair touching until we can eventually just have such a supply that we can rent out, let's say, what kind of vehicle do I want to use? Like, when you're Robert Pattinson at a Twilight convention, you really have the pick of the cars. We'll go Lamborghini. Not the most reliable, but...
Lamborghini is a two-seater car. You have the walrus, which will not fit in the boot.
And Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
I'll put the walrus on the roof. I'm willing to risk it. The only problem is I have realised once I get to Mount Kilimanjaro, a Lamborghini is possibly the worst choice of anything. So
10 seconds left.
I'll call in a favour from the Robert Pattinson Appreciation Society to get a auto gyro. Because, frankly, I just want to ride on an auto gyro before I die to the peak where I do what we were meant to be doing.
Fantastic. Tom Harrison.
excellent stuff there from both of our pairs. We have chosen our winners from the two pairs. And those two winners are Wiley and Pip. Congratulations. Congratulations. But it's not over as we now move swiftly on to round two. In this round, the winning panelists must improvise their way to a whole new destination. They may use their object, companion, and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists will try and stop them once again, this time using their own object, companion, and mode of transport to improvise obstacles in order to prevent them from becoming the a whittle bit wacy wassy wescue winner. So, let's see what the challenge is in round two. Wassy isn't actually the culprit. Once you arrive in Kilimanjaro, you see that both Wassy and Graham Norton have been kidnapped together by... No, it can't be. A group of CBS executives from the States. Could it be that America are stealing more of our beloved British talk show hosts, such as John Oliver, James Corden and Piers Morgan? No, they can keep it. Before you know it, Wassy and Norton are whisked away to CBS Studios Los Angeles. Head over there and rescue that British talk show talent. So, attempting the challenge first will be David Wiley, who, just to remind everyone, has with him his Lego figure of himself, a butler who does the opposite of everything he says, and his Trojan guinea pig. But Chris will be trying to stop him now using his ball and chain, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and stilts on wheels. So, best of luck to you, Wiley. Trying to get to Los Angeles. Your time starts now.
So we somehow made it to the top of the Mount Kilimanjaro or something. Which means we, just to clarify. And then, so I'm going to, well, I guess I'll just use the downward momentum of flying down it on a Trojan guinea pig with my butler Lego figure.
And then a stilt flies through the air and jams in the spokes of the wheel of your guinea pig.
And breaks apart because of all the, you know, the
yeah. All the hand motions that are really good on radio. I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, let's say it jams then. I tell the butler, hey, we're jammed, don't do anything about it. And he leans out and unplugs it and we keep going. The motion of going down keeps us going all the way to the Central African Republic, by which time we have to start pedaling again. Well, not pedaling, you know, flintstoning. I'm going to use that word. I like it.
It's a good verb.
Thank you. We flintstone our way to the edge of Africa.
That's a film if ever I heard. Flintstoning out of Africa.
Yeah. We get. I really don't want to like use it as a flotation device again.
Do it.
So.
I'm not going to stop you.
Well, you okay, might. Sure.
Yeah. I think I'm going to attempt to. By which I mean Dwayne the Rock Johnson is going to attack you with a makeshift mace.
Where did he? Oh, right, yes, you're full of change.
Yeah.
Okay, and that like smashes up the guinea pig. I'm thinking because it's just wood. But I'd stop him by.
How? I would be really curious to know how anyone can stop Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I distract him with a Lego figure of myself, and he's like, "Oh, it's David!" and attacks it. pounds this Lego.
Yeah, okay.
What Lego a decoy.
Okay, that'll do it. Yeah.
And it's so small that he keeps missing it as well, and he gets really angry at it because his aim's not that good. He's just going, "God, smashing!" and like the entire ground is shaking, but I'm like running off, just like, "Come. Come along, butler." And the butler's like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. And I'm like, don't follow me. And he follows me. Keeps going. Rather than getting off there, we head upwards. And I've lost most of my stuff. That's
yeah,
horrible.
You have.
What do you have left? Is it just the butler?
It's just the butler. No. And we pick up the wreckage of the guinea pig on
okay.
our way.
1 minute left.
And
so you have a butler and scrap wood.
Yeah, correct. Basically. Okay. And... the butler is actually part of a butler convention.
they have a lot of those and Twilight ones as well.
Well, yeah.
Well, not really a convention, more like a club whereby they all know each other. And I'm like, hey, like...
Wait, sorry, hold on. Where's this... where's this club taking place?
Well, it's not... It doesn't take place. It's all over. All butlers, like, know each other.
There's a forum.
It's like a secret
like
society.
Yeah. I like the idea that all those rich butlers, you've got that, you know?
It's like the Masons, except marginally less creepy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a friendly Mason.
Yeah, yeah, okay, we get what it is.
I think you've uncovered my dominant strategy.
Okay, so I'm like, hey, don't use your contacts to help us out of this situation. And he uses all his contacts. But, like, all of those butlers do the opposite of what you tell them to. So they all fall to infighting, I suppose.
10 seconds left.
And I tell them all that they've they've done a really brilliant job of getting me to America.
Which, obviously, they haven't.
They get all the talk shows and we download them illegally. It's fine.
Wonderful. David Wiley. I'd like to say very good.
That's a bit harsh.
So, now attempting round two. Pip is going to be going. And just to remind everyone, has with him his compass that points to Gary Busey's whereabouts, Philip Schofield, and the capsule from the London Eye. There was a bit of carnage caused in Africa last time, which is obviously still going on. Yeah. Tom, you're trying to stop him using your Freddy Krueger glove with toothbrushes instead of knives. Robert Pattinson and your walrus with body image issues. Although he's feeling a bit more confident now, which is nice. So best of luck to you, Pip, trying to get to Los Angeles. Your time starts now.
Right, so just as I'm about to talk down Wassy from the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, a CBS SWAT team descends on from a helicopter, just picks him up and flies off. But just as they're about to close the door, an enraged Philip Schofield has Gary Busey's severed leg, which still has the security tag, strapped to it, and he throws it in the helicopter so we can still use the compass to track their location. And I turn to Phil and he goes like, "How did he die?" And he just turns to me cold dead and goes, "Not well." So we run down Kilimanjaro to get to his London Eye capsule. Mm-hmm. And again, we pile into it and we just hamster ball all across Africa.
Okay, well, I'm going to make an anonymous phone call to CBS reporting that... Oh, I don't even know what celebrities are associated with CBS. Who's popular at the moment? Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is robbing a bank in North Hollywood, and the SWAT team is immediately requested to... Wait, we're not heading to Hollywood, are we?
We're heading to Los Angeles.
God damn it! I was trying to reference a crime that happened in the early 90s. Okay, Miami. No, wait, still the same continent. I should go on the other side of the world. Beijing! They're robbing a bank in Beijing. And they're diverted, Busey leg and all.
Right, well, Philip Schofield, because he is a master strategist, after killing several notable celebrities over the years, goes, he recognises this ploy. And he goes, "No, we will go back to their home base in Los Angeles and we will wait for them and we will ambush them and Wassy and Graham Norton and all of them and we'll just kill them all."
Okay, well,
and he's like, "No, we're not going to kill them all. We're going to rescue them." And he just goes, "Fine." And we make it to the coast of Africa. Do you want to interject?
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I gather a tribe, the Cape Town Robert Pattinson Appreciation Society, to march across Africa as my sort of actually fairly stoppable army.
They fall over like bowling pins towards the fury of Philip Schofield in a giant London Eye hamster ball.
1 minute left.
Okay, well,
unfortunately, all the blood and gore means we can't see and we do crash. And the tide's still coming because there's thousands of them.
Yeah.
He just jumps out and goes, "I'll hold the moth." I make the capsule into a makeshift boat and I head across the Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
And I make it to the coast of America.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go nuclear here. I don't want to have to do this. This is overstepping the mark, but I brush your teeth. Wait, no, I mean, sorry, I attack you with the walrus.
You attack me with the walrus. Right, well, because I'm naturally afraid of walruses, that just encouraged me to run even further.
10 seconds left.
Even faster, and using... I actually barter the London Eye as payment, and I get a lift to Los Angeles, where I will ambush Wassy and the SWAT team, and I'll rescue them all. With the skills Philip Schofield taught me.
Very good. Excellent stuff. Philip Mason, everyone. I like how Philip Schofield became more badass than Dwayne The Rock Johnson today. Wonderful stuff. There, we are now going to find out the conclusion of tonight's tale and, of course, our winner. So, phew. Wassy and Norton are both rescued from the clutches of CBS and you're heading home. Also, neither of them are the least bit disappointed to miss out on the opportunity, as they recall the fates of others who have tried to break America, such as Cheryl Cole and Jeremy Kyle. Poison chalice, really. And on the journey back, they begin to squabble over UK talk show supremacy once again. And with all that said and done, tonight's winner is... Pip Mason! Woo! Congratulations! Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you had a tough job beating me there.
I think it's down to the bad Aston, which is Phil Scott. Yeah. Yeah. He just carried me.
No doubt.
Well, that's all we got time for on this show. I'd like to thank the panelists, David Wiley, Chris Cosentino, Pip Mason, and Tom Harrison. I've been your host, James Cottle, and you may now change your underwear. See you next time. Enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more? Follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.